Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Our daughter, Hannah, got to help bring pears home from the river last Saturday. She rode all the way, most of the time on her own, which she is just starting to do. Since she is out of school for the summer and I had mentioned I could sure use some help on Monday, she and her younger brother, Caleb, had their cowboy duds on bright and early and were ready for a go-to-work-with-dad day. It had taken us most of the morning to get ready to drive the springers up north. We had them run through and given them their pre-breeding shots, which I know sounds a little strange since they hadn't calved yet, but my vet said that they would be okay, and I don't have any facilities to work cows in the pasture up north. We headed north with our 4-person crew. Mom out in front, slow traffic, and Hannah and I riding drag, Caleb riding in front of me. Dad would join up with the pickup and trailer when he finished cleanup detail for the morning's duties. We'd gotten to the highway and headed north when I noticed a younger cow that appeared to be bloating and slobbering a lot. She didn't appear to be going into labor. As she was going down, I realized she was going into anaphylactic shock, a reaction to the vaccination we had given just before the drive. I hadn't planned ahead. I only see one of these every 10 years or so. So I didn't happen to have a dose of epinephrine in my saddlebag. I headed back to Mom and Dad's to call Beth to have her bring a shot, leading Hannah's horse and Caleb in front of me, trying to explain the difference between anaphylactic shock and electric shock, and hurrying as much as my crew could tolerate. I got the kids off and tied the horses to the porch at Mom and Dad's, ran in to make the call. There's nothing much more frustrating than getting an answering machine when you have an emergency, especially in this case, since I already have my answering machine message memorized. I left the kids at Mom's and hopped in a pickup to drive over and get the antidote. Meanwhile, Mom was dealing with a traffic jam, which in our part of the country is 2 cars or more, and she was just a little curious where the crew had disappeared. I met Dad in our driveway and gave him the condensed version of what was going on, and he headed up to do drag duties with the pickup and trailer. The reason I know that we only have a cow go into shock every 10 years or so is that the dose we have is usually at least 10 years out of date. But when that is what you have, that is what you use, and you hope for the best. The cow was not quite down enough to let me walk up to her and give her a shot, and my rope was with my horse, which was still back at Mom and Dad's with the kids. I drove back to get my horse, rope, and crew, and then headed north to the cow. By the time I had the kids off their horses and caught up with the cow, it only took a couple of attempts with my new rope, and the cow decided I could give her a shot. I never did catch her with my new rope. She was just to the point where she didn't care what I did to her. The kids and I mounted back up and rode at a jog trot for 3 miles, finally catching up with the drive as they were nearing their destination. Hannah and Caleb had a good time trying their new vocabulary on Grandma, but it still came out as electric shock instead of that other word. All in all, it was a pretty exciting way to start out summer vacation. Last week I mentioned the Mother's Day breakfast at Burr Oak Church, and I'd been inspired to write another Mother's Day poem. Rather than have you wait till next year to hear it, I thought we could try it out this week instead. I call it Break the Wind. Will the bucket calf be okay, Dad? It looks like it's going to storm. Should we put her in the barn, Daddy? She has no one to keep her warm. Oh, she will be all right. That storm will soon blow by. Mama cows don't have wings to keep their babies dry. I thought my joke was funny, and the conversation now would end. My girl paused for just a moment, then said, "It's Mommy would break the wind." I felt a little silly as I put that calf in a nice clean stall, but I could see her logic, and she was right after all. In the storms of life, a mother cannot keep off all the rain. She will see you through the rough times. It's not easy to explain. At times you may get wet, but you will not be on your own. She will always stand beside you. You won't face the storm alone. When counting the Lord's blessings, it's hard to comprehend. One that stays until the clouds have passed and will be there at the end. With a love that does not falter, shatter, break, or bend, you can always count on Mom's to break the wind.